Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Maurice Benazerov. I'm calling on behalf of my wife, Martine. She noticed some charges on her credit card that she has no idea what that is for $56.95. That was charged 3 times already. She only noticed it now. It was charged in May, June, and July, and June, July, and August. And I have no idea what that is. I was told it was a Wi-Fi booster, and I don't know what that is. What is a Wi-Fi? Is that a gadget that you send me? What is it?
Yes, if you don't mind giving me just a moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it will take me just a moment.
Okay, I'll wait a moment. Thank you.
And so that I can make sure I've located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
Yeah, the address is 6525 Fenwick Drive in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Thank you. So, yes, what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in. They would have offered the chance at a welcome gift of a Wi-Fi booster, which is a device that boosts the signal of your Wi-Fi. And it would have informed you that in the terms and conditions, by doing the welcome gift, you would be signing up for the Gadgets Club, where you would pay $67.32 a month and receive a $125 gift card each month to the discount savings store in your email.
Okay. First of all, we never received any gift card at all from you guys. I never received a Wi-Fi booster, whatever that is. I don't know. So all of this is someone probably that got a hold of my card and started charging. This is fraud. And I need this to stop at once, and I need a refund on my credit card, since apparently you have my credit card because you've been charging it. I need a refund on that ASAP. What is the name of your company, ma'am?
Yes, the name of the company you have the account with is Gadgets Club, and I do completely understand, and I do want you to know we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge.
Okay.
So since you're stating that it was not you that did the welcome gift, we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. I do just want
okay.
you to be aware. You can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
No. You go ahead with the investigation. This is a scam, and that's all it is. For you to charge me $56.95 every month, and you telling me that each month you mail me a $125 credit card, I think this is bull, okay? So do whatever investigation you want. You go ahead and do it. I have no idea what you're talking about, ma'am. Okay? So you can go ahead and call the police, call whoever you want. I don't care. I haven't done anything wrong. You guys somehow got my card, or somebody got my card and started charging. Okay? I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay,
yes, I do.
I'm just telling you, my wife is at the bank right now. She went to the bank right now to dispute the charges and to cancel that credit card, so you guys don't go and start charging again, whatever that is. So that's happening right now as we speak.
So yes,
okay?
I do apologize, since you have just informed me on a recorded line that you have disputed the transaction. We would have to have the bank give us a call and drop the dispute before we can issue any type of refund.
Well, the bank is going to dispute it because she's at the bank right now as we speak to cancel and to dispute those charges. So the bank will be contacting you if you have a valid address or valid phone number, because that I'm not sure of it.
Yes, we'd be more than happy to issue the refund. We do just have to have the bank call us and drop the dispute before we would be able to do that.
Okay. All right. So I cannot drop the dispute unless you refund me. You refund me and I drop the dispute.
I am sorry, however, we would have to hear from the bank that they would drop the dispute before we can issue a refund.
Okay, well then you'll be getting a call from the bank, because we are at the bank. My wife is at the bank right now. Okay? And don't even try to charge again on my credit card, because that credit card is being canceled right now. So it won't be valid anymore. Because, you know, scammers, that's what they do. People like you, whoever you are, and I'm not saying this personally, that this is a fraud. This is a total fraud. To charge somebody $57 a month and telling me that you've been shipping a gift card every month, which we never received, to compensate or pay for whatever the hell you're talking about. I have no idea.
Yes, it wouldn't be shipped. It would go to your email address.
Under what name? What is the name of the company that emailed me this information? Tell me exactly. Spell it to me so I can go research my email.
Yes, the email would come from the Direct Savings Club.
Direct? Is that the name of the company? Direct Saving Club?
Yes.
Is that directsavingclub@.com? Is that what that is?
It would be Direct Savings Club. There wouldn't be any .com.
What is Direct Saving Club? Never heard of that.
Yes, it is a discounted gadget store that is an online website.
Okay, well, so if I need to access them, how do I go? I go to directsavingclub.com?
If you will give me just a second to see the exact site you would need to go to, it would be just a moment.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I really do want to thank you for your patience, so that is taking me just one moment.
Okay.
So, yes, I am showing that the website would be trendydiscountgoods.com.
Okay, could you spell that to me, please?
No problem. That is T-R-E-N-D-Y-D-I-S-C.
S what? I'm sorry, S?
C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
O-U-N-T. G-O-O-D.
O-D.
S.com.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat this if I got it right. So that'll be T as in Tom, R as in Roger, E as in Emily, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, Y, E, I, S as in Sam, C as in cat, O, U, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, G as in good, O, D as in dog, S.com. That's the website.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to get on their website just to see who these people are anyway. But in any case, this account is to be closed immediately. I don't want to have any more charges. I don't have no idea what it is she's talking about. And I'm waiting for my wife to come back from the bank. And then we'll have a discussion after that. Okay? And I do have your phone number. And do you have a case number for me?
I do apologize. I wouldn't have a case number. However, I do have the cancellation number available whenever you are ready.
I'm ready right now.
The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 2611769719.
971?
Yes.
Cancellation number. Okay, and today we are 8-3-22. And what is your name?
My name is Dustin.
Dustin. That's a pretty name. Okay. All right, Dustin. Okay, I will follow up on this. I mean, just make sure there's no more charges that goes on my card for now, okay?
Yes, the account has been canceled, so there will be no future charges.
Okay, thank you very much. You have a good day.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.